This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The news that COVID-19 has now claimed 1 million lives is an agonising milestone, UN Chief António Guterres has said. Marking the toll, the UN Secretary-General said that it was a mind-numbing figure, but that the world must never lose sight of each and every individual life. The victims were fathers and mothers, wives and husbands, brothers and sisters, friends and colleagues, he said in a statement, which pointed to the tragedy felt by so many families, unable to say goodbye to their loved ones without holding a hand or extending a gentle kiss. Although there was no end in sight to the pandemic, nor the upheaval it has brought to our lives, Mr. Guterres urged people and nations to act in solidarity to overcome the disease. Warning against the dangers of misinformation, Mr. Guterres insisted that responsible leadership matters, as does science and cooperation in the relentless hunt for a vaccine that must be available and affordable to all. In a related story, the head of the UN Health Agency, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said that despite the massive scale of death and suffering from COVID-19, there are glimmers of hope. 9 months after the virus was first identified, some of the best scientists in the world have worked together to combat it, Tedros said. They have developed tests to diagnose cases, identified treatments including corticosteroids, which reduce mortality, and produced vaccine candidates that are now in final phase 3 trials, the World Health Organization chief insisted. And with further breakthroughs yet to come, the WHO Director General urged people to remember that the virus can be effectively contained with tried and tested public health measures. Highlighting countries that have been successful in containing the coronavirus, Tedros praised their all-of-government, all-of-society response. These included Uruguay, where sustainable investment in public health had created a robust and resilient health system, and Pakistan, where health workers trained in polio surveillance have been redeployed to tackle COVID-19 via contact tracing and care. Finally, torrential rains and flooding across South Sudan have created the threat of catastrophic levels of hunger and left hundreds of thousands homeless, UN humanitarians said on Tuesday. Around 700,000 people are in crisis after floodwaters swept across the country, submerging villages, land and livestock, according to a World Food Programme WFP alert. Matthew Hollingworth, WFP country director in South Sudan, described the flooding as likely the worst in 60 years. He explained that this year's rains had begun before last year's floodwaters had receded fully. He said that homes and clinics have been submerged across Jongla and Unity State, communities are stranded, and animals now lie dead in the fields.
There is a very significant flood covering vast areas of the country now, more than 36 counties of the country underwater, submerging entire villages, homes, farmsteads, killing livestock, and putting an end to livelihoods, etc.
WFP's Matthew Hollingworth ending that item. Daniel Johnson, UN News.